With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. While COVID-19 continues throwing hurdles in the path of our food supply, cherry growers are hard at work making sure there is a crop to ship. But besides the coronavirus, Northwest Cherry Growers President B.J. Thurlby says the weather hasn't been ideal either.
This year's crop is going to be a little bit shorter. You know, we've had a very cold March. We had a very warm January, very mild February. And so we're still looking at cherries coming off a little bit early this year, probably the last week of May. And from there, it's just going to be a busy June and July.
Until then, Thurlby says they'll make the best of it.
But this crop doesn't look like it's going to be one of the larger crops that we've had in recent years. It looks like it's going to be one that's kind of in the middle of, we still have plenty of volume, but it's not going to be a big giant crop.
That's due in large part, Thurlby says, to the recent string of chilly overnight temps.
If you're a grower, you look at it like a series of paper cuts coming with heating units. And, you know, but a lot of times an orchard heated up 2 or 3 degrees from where it's at, you can save your crop. So that's what these guys have been up to for the last month.
Fortunately, of late, things have improved.
Yeah, it was gorgeous. Put it this way, we're coming into full bloom in the Yakima Valley on our beans, and it's been perfect weather for the cherries that are left out there to get pollinated, so that's positive.
So Thurlby reminds us, don't forget about Northwest cherries in early June.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.